This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. At 6'4", Welsh bass baritone Bryn Terfel is a commanding presence on stage. His physical appearance combined with his powerful, rich voice makes him the perfect bad boy. Terfel has just released a new collection titled Bad Boys with Paul Daniel conducting the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra. It features some of the characters we love to hate from the world of opera and the Broadway stage. I asked Terfel, what exactly does it take to be a strong villain?
Personality, characterization, deviousness, demonic, and most probably in all the pieces of music that I've sung, I've tried my best to create something of those definition. You cannot, of course, hide the fact that it's glorious music as well.
They all deserve to die.
From Sondheim's Sweeney Todd to Puccini's Scarpia in Tosca, they all have their wonderful phrases to be sung. And yes, I did have fun in Sweden for a week, recording something that had been on the back burner for years. I also sang some music theatre there as well. Gershwin, Porgy and Bess. It ain't necessarily so. He always said there's only two kinds of music, good and bad. How true is that?
There is a lot of really good music on Bad Boys, 60% of which Terfel has sung on stage. One of his favorite characters is Scarpia from Puccini's Tosca, whom he played recently at the Metropolitan Opera.
Yes, he's an ugly character, isn't he? He is a misfit malcontent, a chief of police that everybody is afraid of.
Terfel embodies the sinister personality of Baron Scarpia, who at the end of the first act gloats over the opportunity to seduce the opera star Tosca while sending her lover to the executioner.
Scarpia, che sciogliamo il falco della tua gelosia.
Bryn Terfel earned rave reviews for his role as Sweeney Todd at Chicago's Lyric Opera in 2002. He would love to return to that role and jokes about not being chosen over Johnny Depp to play the demon barber of Fleet Street in the movie. What was most memorable for Terfel in playing Sweeney Todd on stage was getting the chance to work directly with the composer.
I was flabbergasted, actually. I couldn't say a thing. I was so excited to have him in my dressing room. And then, of course, he tore up the notes that he'd written and threw them in the bin, and my eyes went straight to that bin. Once he was out of my dressing room, phew, those notes were in my score. Still are.
Bryn Terfel reprises his role as Sweeney Todd on this new release, ranting over a missed opportunity to slit the throat of the man he feels is at the root of all his troubles in the song Epiphany.
All right, you sir, how about a shave? Come and visit your good friends. You, sir, to sir, welcome to the grave. I will have vengeance.
15 devilish characters are represented on Bad Boys, each with his own distinctive personality, like the quack Dr. Dul Camara from Donizetti's comedy The Elixir of Love.
Dul Camara, for instance, the Elisir d'Amore, it's his entrance aria that I've sang. And he's not a bad boy, but he's questionable as a character. And he sells that elixir to everybody who believes that it works, and of course it's cheap Bordeaux. And he always says, by the time they work it out, I'll be in another city.
Cento scudi, no, trenta, no, venti, nessuno si scoventi.
They say there's no rest for the wicked, and in fact, Bryn Terfel has a very busy schedule ahead of him. He'll play Wotan in Das Rheingold from Wagner's Ring Cycle for the first time on an American stage next season at the Metropolitan Opera. This summer, he'll take on the biggest challenge of his career when he debuts in the monumental role of Hans Sachs in Wagner's Die Meistersinger for the Welsh National Opera. And he'll also sing that role this summer at the BBC Proms. A few rare opportunities for one of opera's greatest bad boys to be the good guy. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.